What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Broke Down Garage, Brent Gill, Jake Becker, as always, bringing you the hottest car news, motorsports stuff, and a bunch of real non sequitur random stories that have nothing to do with any of the aforementioned topics. We got a fun one today. We're going to talk about all sorts of shit. Mostly, we're going to talk about FaceTime sex, back injections, Formula One, and Jake and his new obsession with not smoking in the house. A lot of fun stuff happened. So Jake just doesn't know that last part. We got a good one. Let's get into it. Becker, let's go. Play the music that we don't have.
Yeah.
How are you, though, Jake? Are you fine? Are you living?
Yeah, I'm living. I'm good. Yeah.
You've been sick this last week. We got some backlog that we're eating into.
Yeah, it's been a long month. It's been a long ass month.
Yeah,
but just cleaning the house, trying to disinfect everything because I got in my own head and decided that would help.
It probably would. I'm not gonna lie.
It probably would. I don't think it's the problem at all.
But it's also not the problem either. So that in turn is a part of the solution.
True. It's not the wrong thing to do. But I've been just like deep cleaning for like 2 hours a day. And then I'm exhausted because I haven't been really eating food or living. So like 2 hours a day has been about the amount of work I've been putting in.
Okay. Is you got your time your time off reinstalled, so you were hopefully not getting fired, correct?
It's up in the air.
Here's
as
the
of
fun
today.
Part: if you get fired, then you can sue them, and it's Comcast, and they'll be like, "Fine, here's a settlement."
Yeah, so that would be kind of cool.
Kind of win-win.
Yeah, well, it's.
I mean, it would be a lose part that you're losing a job, but it's a win part that you're getting money.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
I don't know about you, but your boy loves winning. You know what I mean? I'm a winner.
I already know I'm about to have a cigarette in the house.
We just started.
I know, but I've been sitting here for like an hour.
It's been 3 minutes. I had a 6-minute phone call.
Very true.
And then we took off. And then we took off 40 minutes and we got some lunch. And then I had another call. It's fine. Are you going to be able to survive? If you do that, I'm going to smoke some of this fucking hash oil. We're such good podcast hosts. Did you know this?
We're the best. If my dryer wasn't going, I would just walk to the porch to have one right now. But my dryer is screaming.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm feeling better. I got the last few ones for me. We've had to cancel. We had a guest. We had to cancel because my back was fucked. Your body was fucked. But I got back injections yesterday. Cortisol
nice.
In my back. It was very uncomfortable. I didn't like it, but I'm feeling a lot better already.
How long are they supposed to last?
I don't know. Last time I got it, it lasted like 10, 12 years.
Oh, wow.
But I'm trying to make a lifestyle change here so I don't have to go back and do this again.
No more self-sucking. Protect the back.
You know, I don't... It's like the one thing that I keep asking my doctors if I can continue, and everyone has just continued to be like, first of all, how? Second of all, no. And I'm like, well, I put weight on my feet, so it pushes it down. I actually get another person. I get my girlfriend to sit on my legs so I can suck my own dick. That'd be so funny.
She's still involved, but she knows her part.
Baby, let me show you how it's really done, okay?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad you got your injections and that you're going to be rebuilt brand new.
Yeah, I'm feeling better so far. I hope it continues. It's funny. I'm so bad with like medical situations because anytime I'm uncomfortable in a place, I don't really like medical places. I just start making jokes. And I've been – as soon as I get into the operating room – well, I was making jokes the whole time, but – and I was also kind of hitting on the girl who was checking me in. Big old butt.
Nice.
She had one of those butts that she like had to sit in her chair like right cheek, left cheek. You can't just go both down. It was pretty fun. But She had to like squat down and slide in, so she locks in like she's a like a backpack clip, like a click, you know.
Yeah.
But she, so I get in the operating room and they ask me my name and my birthday and whatever, and I was like, name, birthday, and I'm like, I'm a Leo, and then just everyone starts talking. And I was like, Gil, you did it again. You fucking idiot. You fucking
put your surgeon off their game.
Dude, that's exactly it. No one's making jokes in the operating room, right?
Yeah.
And they're all focused. And then I just say some dumb shittery. And now they're all giggling and chatting. And then the lady would be like, okay, everybody, let's reel it in. And I'm like, what? Gil, they're putting needles next to you, millimeters away from your spinal cord.
Yeah.
Let's let them focus here. Yeah. All right.
Good skill in court, bad skill in surgery. Yes. Yeah. Theater. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, a little frustrated by that, but,
well, I'm sorry that you're too funny for your own good.
I know it's true, but they gave me two injections. I thought I was just getting one.
Well, they're the like, second one was injections. A secret. Well,
that's why I needed the first one to numb it up.
That's why there were so many people in there to watch.
Yeah. Well, I thought the VHS camera was a little old school, but yeah, I guess they have a different market.
You were wondering why they had to have a boom mic for an injection insertion.
Oh man. I think they did a good job. I was pleased with the care and everything, and I just kind of took it easy yesterday. Had a great day yesterday afterwards. Went and had lunch with David Bory, and then we saw Ben Kronberg riding a scooter, so we invited him. I was like, I'm going to treat myself, and I ate a ribeye at Hillstone.
God damn. Ribeye.
It was so good. It was like a pineapple soy teriyaki or miso like glaze.
Where?
At Hillstone in Cherry Creek.
Where the fuck is that? Oh.
Or Cherry Creek.
And is it new?
It's been there for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been there for a while. And then it was like where it was charred. It was like super crispy. Oh, it was fucking great, dude. I was a big fan. I crushed it all. Jesus, I normally don't like eating fat, but it was prime cuts. And the fat was so good. It was so good. I ate the entire – I normally hate fat. And I was like, this is – I can't stop. I was treating myself. And then came home, took a nap. Had some FaceTime sex, and then which we'll get to next. And then I went and had dinner with Eric Henderson at Angelo's.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of this FaceTime sex, let's just get into that. Have you had FaceTime sex before?
Yes.
I do it a lot.
I've done it like two or three times, and it sucks.
I've done it two or three times in a day, dog.
Well, that makes sense.
I have come more times in my car than in my 30s. For a man this close to his 40s, I have come more in my car in my like current life than I ever have in the rest of my life combined.
I'm sorry.
No, it's actually kind of cool. I mean, it's, I don't know how you – I mean, it depends on how you look on it. Cool is in the eye of the holder. But it's like, you know, I have a roommate here, and I'm just mid FaceTime sex as I'm driving home. So I just park in the parking – or in the garage – and I just wait in the and I'm just in the dark, just like the guy in Requiem for a Dream, just barking orders like I'm in some Jesus European Christ sex house with a two-way mirror. Just like, all right, now sit on the phone, you know.
God,
it's okay. Pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
You're special. I love you.
I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time.
Your dick should have its own driver's license because it does a lot of thinking.
Here's the thing, dude. She started sending me videos, and next time I saw her, I knocked it out of the park. Like she sent me one of her videos of her playing with herself, and the next time I saw her, I blew her mind, and she was like, "What did you do?" And I was like, "What do you mean? I watched your tape repeatedly, just like any good quarterback." I watched the tape.
I was in the room doing tape.
Right? Like, even high school football teams trade tape to make the game more interesting. God. I was watching the tape. And I'll tell you this much. She likes her clip played with about 17% harder than I ever would have imagined was pleasurable.
Yeah.
I mean, she's hitting this thing like she's breaking up an egg yolk for scrambled eggs. You know, like she – and it's kind of the same sound. Just like, you know,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
It's good time.
Oh, I've seen this before. I've heard of this.
It's very fun.
Nice. I never liked it.
Why not?
Because it's just weird, like being on camera. Because you don't like coming by your own hand? Yourself and talking. No, I don't mind that at all. I just don't like doing it while also trying to like maintain like a conversation.
Well, I'm not just like talking about the weather while I'm fucking handling business. I'm whispering dirty ass shit in her ear.
Yeah. That seems crazy to me. Just to do into a computer screen that it's the same interfaces that I use to record things. Just like, nah, this is suspect.
No, I do it on my phone.
On FaceTime.
Yeah.
Well, I did it on FaceTime on my computer.
I mean, I could do that too, but then it's, which would be probably better. It's a bigger screen.
You'd think. Phone's probably better. It'd be
weird to take the computer out to the car.
God, just jack off in your bed. God. You country bumpkin. You said that like I can only get off in cars now. Which, is that what's happened? Is that where we're at?
No, I'm still doing a pretty good job getting off everywhere.
Oh, I love you. I'm still doing a pretty good job of getting off everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be sowing seed.
I do. Well, see, here's the thing: is I travel a lot, so it's nice, you know, to have something to look at that you care about.
Hey, I can explain it for our listeners if you don't know how to put it. You know how much Mr. Krabs loves money? That's how much Brent likes to come into his own hand.
If it doesn't even need to be my own hand. If you've ever listened to Chubby Behemoth, Jake's other podcast, there's some Patreon episodes on there where I give a little too much personal information. Dude, this is so true. Jake, you're gonna love this. I was playing golf. She actually reached out to me about that back picture I posted, but I was playing golf with someone that became my fan from the Chubby Bobo pod.
Nice.
And they took me out to golf when I was in St. Petersburg or somewhere like that. I don't know where I was. I was in Florida. And shout out to Trish Duffield. And she asked me, she goes, we're on like the, you know, 12th hole or something. So we've been playing golf for a couple hours. And she goes, so do you ever like regret things you like say or like mention on podcasts? And I go, oh, like admitting how many times I masturbated in one day when I was an adolescent on the Chubby Behemoth podcast? Is that what you mean? Like that specific episode?
When you were an adolescent? Wait, what is this backtracking you're doing now?
Come on. Don't ruin our new podcast. We're only like 7 episodes in. Yes, it was when I was an adolescent and I found the code to my parents' Direct TV in the basement, and hell yeah, dude, RIP Direct TV. And fucking she goes, she asked that, I'm like, oh, specifically this episode? And she goes, yeah, actually that's what I was referring to. I'm like, yeah, I knew you were, and yes, I do, because this conversation's weird. But then I went to this whole explanation as to why, because I have ADHD, and that's one of, and like ADHD men are like a lot of times are hypersexual. And I talked to an ADHD therapist. I talked to my ADHD business coach. All of them are like, yeah, that's totally normal. That doesn't surprise me. And of course I like downplayed it by about 6 times, but still.
So 11's your record?
No. Oh, I downplayed it for you then. It was a lot. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm just amazed your dick works and isn't chapped off. I have no qualms with what you're doing. It's all amazement with that you've done it. I feel
this is
like
a hard way to start the pod.
You're the bearded woman at the circus. That's like they all hate me. Like no, we're all just wondering how. Like no one's mad. No one has really any judgment. We're just glad it's not us, and we want to know how you do it.
Oh man, years of practice. That's really what it is. Mm-hmm.
Repetition of sin.
Repetition makes perfect.
That's right.
So that's what I've been doing. Back injections, FaceTime sessions, you know, trying to get a tape for Don't Tell Comedy.
I'll tell.
Going to Albuquerque on Valentine's Day, performing down there for Don't Tell Comedy.
Nice.
I love
show. Are you driving?
No, I think it's going to hurt my back. I'm just going to fly.
What a clown.
I think a 26-minute flight is probably better than a, you know, 6-hour drive.
Are you going to rent a car and shit?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Your day is going to be 45 minutes shorter.
Yeah, but my body's going to be 45% happier.
Or you spread it out over a 2-day drive and you drive 3 hours to my house and crash and get high and lay on my down couch for a day. And then get up in the morning and drive another 3 hours to
I don't know. Then I got to hire an opener.
If I fly, then I'm not responsible for that. Is that how that works?
Yeah, kind of.
Nice. Well, then fucking fly.
But also, too, like, I mean, I don't know. I could drive. I just need a comfortable car. I just don't want to push my back like that, you know?
Your car seats are no good? Later.
I don't know. I honestly don't think the Subaru can make it down there. It is not sounding great right now. It's for sure not sounding great.
Fuck. What's it sound like? You getting piston slap?
No, it's they think it's a timing issue. So with the person that did the work on my car when I went to get like the 100,000-mile service done, did not do a good job and then quit working on cars. And then understandably so. And yeah. Then I didn't want to get it done again because I spent $1,200 on it. And then I go to a place like, hey, can you look at this? And then they try to like, yo, we probably shouldn't even fix this. And I was like, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, because you got piston slapped. Your timing was off. You probably ruined most of the valve train.
Probably. So I don't want to sell it on the internet. I'd like to trade it into a dealership.
I came because into the
light. I know Jim is looking for cars. I think he wants the lease one. Excuse me. I get hiccups because the steroids. I think he's trying to lease one, so I want to like trade it into a dealership so they can go fuck themselves.
Okay.
Well, what I'm really hoping for is someone steals it or crashes into it. You know?
Yeah.
That's perfect. I mean, every time it snows real bad, I'm just driving around for no reason.
I have a parking spot at my parents' house that I've had fucking 6 or 7 cars totaled in.
Oh, that sounds fun.
You want to park it there? I'm serious. My dad will let you, understanding what we're doing.
Dad trying to get this, and I'll just park like a foot and a half off the curb.
You park right up against the curb. That's better. It'll shatter all the axles.
Yeah, shatter them.
Dude, I just don't want this car.
Also, too, if an engine blows up, is that not an insurance thing? Can I not be like, insurance, my car's broken?
No, unfortunately, because it's like a wear and tear and maintenance thing in their eyes. If it blew up on you like new, it'd be a lemon issue. But the fact that you – is it a turbo?
No.
Yeah, if it's naturally aspirated and you've put more than like 80,000 miles on it, you're probably fucked.
I have. Speaking of new cars, my parents, my mom just got the new Acura MDX Type S advanced package. So she just got like the new version of what she used to have, which is the car I own.
What's the silly motor in that now? Do they still use the 3.2? It's
like the same. Yeah, it's a 3.6.
Oh, it's V6. Bigger?
Yeah. Mine's a 3.6 V6 as well. It may be a 3.2, 3.5 nowadays. Mine's a 2013. It is funny because I rode in one. Well, I'll say this first. It's a sick car. My dad sent me videos of it. The stitching is incredible. It looks really nice. I got a ride in it. I was dropping off mine to get some work done at the dealership because I know it's stupid to go to a dealership. It's expensive. However, I'm having some like issues where it's like oscillating power when I'm at like 12 to 13% like constant throttle, where it's just like whoa, 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 won't. So I wanted someone professional to look at it.
I was going to say, dude, I'll be the first person to tell you that I disagree with this, like,
anti-dealership
concept. Yeah, I think it was more true 15 years ago when they weren't doing anything for you at the dealership that couldn't be done somewhere else other than getting service bulletins. But now that everyone's running unique software, unique sensors, they have their own quirks, and there's like shitloads of bulletins, taking modern vehicles to the dealership where people are specialists on that stupid system is a good idea. It's the same reason that like you're better off going to a Mac specialist than just a Computer Shack down the street to get your Mac fucked with.
For sure.
Because they've complicated it to the point where there's not really a unified knowledge that makes you understand it all. Now it's like, well, it threw this code, but that could be one of 10 things. And a technician who deals with it all the time will be like, well, it's this thing. Huh. Instead of your mechanic being like, it's definitely something with air. Like, it's doing this throttle thing. Something with the air mix is wrong. And the guy at the Acura shop might be like, it's the sensor at the back of your cat. That's how this errors out. So,
because they know. Because they've done it.
Yeah. So even though it's cheaper to go to somebody else, like, not if you have to go three times.
Of course. Dude, that's what I'm so pissed off about my van is the – I went to this place. They had it for weeks. And I'm like, I should have just gone to the dealership.
As soon as you figured that out.
Yeah. But this is great. They have an airport shuttle service at this dealership. And they even said to us, they go, yeah, for our customers, we just let them come and park their car here. And we'll just, even if they're not getting service done, we'll just let them just park here and drive them to and from the airport for free.
Really? Really?
Yeah. I was like, I'm for sure going to this place. There's no question.
Nice.
What a deal.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And then now the, I asked them though, here's what sucks. Cause I was like, I'm at 88, almost 89,000 miles. I was like, let's see what this timing belt. Cause I probably got it. I'm thinking that it's a misfire. It could be a fuel pump, fuel filter.
It's a belt.
No. Sorry. I'm thinking two different services. I think the issue is some sort of like fuel filter, fuel pump or spark plug thing. I think that because my mileage, it's almost time for the timing belt and chain or chain or whatever. I think it's a belt.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think it's a timing belt. So they do a package where it's timing belt, water pump, thermostat, and drive belt. There's a drive belt too.
Yeah.
$2,000.
That's probably about right after parts.
So I called people, like my uncle who had this car, and he did it. And he's like, yeah, it was fucking expensive. So that sucks ass.
I bet it's.
But. They said it was like, you do this, this will last you another 100K. I mean, these motors, it's accurate, dude. These guys are great.
That's why it sucks that it's a belt, not a chain. Like, there's really, I think a lot of manufacturers in the last 10 years or probably 15 have gone back to belts because of the cost of manufacturing. It's a lot easier to put two fucking belt pulleys on there and have the belt be replaced than to put chained and gears and teeth and line it up and manufacture everything with the precision that takes. But
because the thought was the chain would last longer.
The chain does last longer. The chains don't warp. It's not a belt. It's not a rubber belt. It doesn't dry out. It doesn't warp. It doesn't shrink. It doesn't expand as much. It's just metal. It's metal on metal. Right. So, I mean, I get financially why they do it, but it seems like such a bad thing when there's so much shit done to cars in the name of like safety and convenience all the time. It's like, yeah, what about keeping the thing that actually runs your motor just metal? Like, doesn't that seem like our best option, everyone? Like, I don't know. I'd love to meet an engineer who would explain to me why it would be an okay idea to switch to a belt drive system. Because if I'm correct, I think the NSX was chain.
And that's, I can see that.
The same fucking motors. That means they dumbed it down at some point. I think my mom's is a chain.
They got to cut costs. I mean, I don't know. I mean, let's take a look. I'll Google it.
On a motor you've been building for fucking 30 years, why you got to cut costs? There's no cost on that. Fucking machinery is all paid for itself to build the shit.
Well, what is a drive belt?
I think they're talking about your serpentine belt. unless a drive
isn't that what somewhere. The timing belt is?
No, your timing belt is on the motor. The timing belt is what controls everything moving in sync on the inside. It's usually under a cover. It's not an exposed belt. So it's not the belt. When you go down and you look in your motor, those, I think that's your drive belt. I think they're talking about your serpentine belt. So when you're driving, it powers all your accessories on the outside of the motor, your fan, your alternator, your air conditioning, all your shit runs off of that. But your timing belt or chain only interacts with the block. It doesn't interact with outside shit. Does that
right.
make sense?
Right. So like, yeah, on the LS, I know where that is. It's right up front. It drives all the accessories and stuff.
That's your serpentine belt.
So the drive belt is what's making the axle turn?
I don't believe so. I think they were just calling a serpentine belt a drive belt because it's the belt powered by your drive.
Yeah, because the Acura I have is a timing belt. I mean, I'm looking up the NSX. It seems that the NSX is a belt too.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
At least the new one is. At least the new one is.
Oh, no, fuck the new one. I meant the one that had your motor.
I know what you meant. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but the old one, it would have made sense if it had a belt too because it was the early 90s and people were just...
Yeah, it does have a timing belt. I'm seeing it here on cars.
Yeah, people were just starting to go away from them like wholesale because really nice shit had timing chains. My Buick has a timing chain. And then there's the nightmare of like getting a timing chain, usually more expensive, but you have to do it less often.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a pricey story. It's funny. I'm like looking at all these cars on Facebook. Cause I always do that. And then I just send you random cars and you're like, yep, I already saw it.
that Skylark you sent is way overpriced.
Yeah. It is. But I'm like looking at these other cars. I'm like, yeah, nothing I'm going to have is going to replace the quality of my Acura. Just quit trying to spend money that you don't have, you dipshit.
Yeah.
But I got to get that. I think, Jake, I'm emotionally ready. I know we talk about this almost every episode to sell the Z3. I told it to my friend Aaron Benjamin, who used to work at Comedy Works, and he's like, I might be interested in that.
Does he know what he's doing?
Yeah. He's looking for like either an S2000 or maybe he was going to do a K-Series swap into his whip. But he's seen that car. He knows where it's at. He actually saw it from beginning to where it was at now.
Yeah, but if he was like excited to drive an S2000, he's not ready.
Well, look. Jake, if a man wants to buy my car,
I wouldn't stop him.
When I'm trying to get hair plugs and fucking new engine dressing, I want to get hair plugs. Why not?
Because I like the way you look. That would be weird.
Yeah, I'm going to get it back here. It's going to be cool. And then I might eventually fill it in. I used to have hair to here, man. It used to come so far down.
I remember. That's when mine came to
forehead.
This one.
A lot of forehead. Yeah. I gotta get the engine bay better looking for the E46.
Why?
It's too boring. I also want to get the ABS delete kit from Chase Bays.
Okay. I'm deeply puzzled as to why you want the engine bay prettier. Cause that's
I'll tell
something.
You why.
That's an affliction that hits old men that I don't understand.
Jake, I just spent 3 weeks on the floor because my back hurts.
Okay.
What part of me not being an old man are you missing here?
No, I'm just saying, like, your engine being prettified doesn't do anything for the driving experience.
No. It's so far from that. It's not for the driving experience. This is for – it's like the bag appeal of a bag of weed. You know, when you open the hood, I want people to be like, ooh, instead of like, that's an engine.
I prefer people to be like, that's an engine, and then me to drive away and them go, wait, what the fuck just happened?
I know. But here's the thing. You and I are different. You're wrong. I'm right. And that's okay. Everyone has entitled to their differences. That's fine.
I'd rather spend the money on go fast parts instead of pretty parts.
I know. I know. All I want to do, Jake, all I want to do is change the valve covers.
Okay.
I want to change those, get low profile ones so I can put like a Corvette or a Cadillac valve cover on it, like a low profile one, like what I have on the Corvette or on the Z3.
Z3, yeah.
And then I want the ABS unit gone because it's just kind of like leaning. It's like a half an inch away from the headers, which are Cerakoted, so it's fine, but it's just, it's not in use and it's just ugly looking and I want it gone.
Well, that makes sense. Getting rid of shit that's not in use or the valve.
It's probably 40 pounds too with all that shit in there.
Are the valve covers going to perform as well if you go to low profile?
I don't know how stuff works, Jake.
Well, I would look into that before I did shit just for pretty.
No, Jake, we need pretty.
Nah, man.
Jake, we need pretty.
You ever see a motor Shelby actually built?
It's probably ugly as fuck.
They're ugly as fuck, man. Pretty don't make nothing go fast.
But pretty gets 3% less men to talk to you, you know, and maybe 2.5% more women.
What woman's going to look at your engine bay and then be excited? That
my
chick,
new
you,
wife, my
you don't want
wife.
Her. Nuh-uh. That chick's built like a lumberjack and has opinions on politics.
Jake, you're funny.
Yeah, dude, there's no secret little car girl running around that's going to be like, whoa, you got those are the valve covers I like. Did you get rid of the ABS? Man, this is my kind of guy. I wonder what that wrinkle stick ride's like.
Well, I can tell you it's hard all the time. So that's a
yeah.
Plus.
Yeah, that's dude. So no, funny. Like I don't know. I just had the same argue with my dad because he's like, I think I'm going to get those two little trim holes on your Fiat filled and then I'll probably have the door painted. And I was like, please don't do that. And he was like, why? And I was like, because if the paint on the car gets any nicer, I'm going to feel bad about like driving it sideways on dirt roads. Like, please. Here. Like if you feel like spending money on my car, I have a list of things I'd like done that are not that. I don't know. I feel that way about making everything pretty. Like if you get something that's pretty and you preserve it to like factory standard, there's something to be said for that if it's old enough. If it's new, you're kind of a cornball. It's kind of like keeping toys in the box. But if you get one off a cornball 48 years after he started being a cornball and you've got a pristine thing, you should be good to it. But
your truck is fucking pristine.
I know, and it's already less enjoyable. I already don't want to like drive it in the snow or fucking like having pretty things makes them less usable to people. You know, like you got to fuck up a pair of shoes before you enjoy wearing it in bad weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when you make the engine bay nice, then you drive through a puddle and you're like, fuck, now I got 2 hours at the fucking car wash instead of being like, oh, we should loop around. I bet if I hit that puddle right, I can hydroplane my rear end out. I don't know. I like getting parts that are coated in ways where I don't have to necessarily be anally clean on the up.
Well, I agree with that too.
So that I can see leaks and stuff. That part I'm into, but
yeah,
having like high polished parts and shit, like there are things that show fingerprints when you get in the engine bay and do work. Like, and then you got to repolish everything to get it looking pretty, or guys who chrome every line or anodize every pipe and hose to be the same color. And like, who the fuck cares?
Well, people making show cars. Look now. There's a market for everybody. Ken, at Ken on Instagram, he made a show car, you know?
Yeah, but I think Ken would agree with me.
Okay, Ken's a bad example, but like people are making out here making show cars, and yeah. Then people are out here making driving cars. And then people are out here trying to make a show car that drives. You know, right. Like everyone's got what they want to do with their car. And if they want to keep their toy in the box, they can keep their toy in the box.
Well, doing body work and shit like that to the nines makes more sense to me because that does affect your enjoyment. That affects your walk up to the car. That affects like other people seeing you and how they're looking at you. Like I get going extreme on that. Like, that makes more sense to me. Going extreme on the aesthetics that no one can see unless you're doing a show car. Like, that's the same. Like, dude, I've felt this way since I was like 6 years old, and I'd see mirrors set up under lowriders so you could see all the work they did on the chassis and all the etching and fucking chrome. And like, who cares? Like, even as a little kid, I was like, who the fuck cares? That doesn't make it. That has nothing to do with what a car is ever. No one's going to ever see that except a really angry mechanic.
Because no, because on lowriders they're bouncing, so they are showing you the bottom.
That'd be like me being like, here's some scrimshaw from the Smithsonian. What'd you think of that art? Isn't that beautiful? Did you see what that label said? Isn't that cool? Like, fuck that. No, not the level of art they're doing. It's not a paint job. I understand painting a frame and coating it and doing different anodization on everything so that it lasts longer. But polishing it all the time and fucking keeping a mirror finish on shit and spending the amount of money and time that it comes with that will also make it to where then you don't want to use shit, because to keep it at that level,
sure,
is a nuisance. So, like, to me, it's just something I've always not been into. Like, all those lowriders that are etched, dude, where they've got all the fucking beautiful line work done on the chassis and on the frame rails and shit. Like, how long does that take to clean after you go through a puddle? Are you under there with Q-tips? They fucking sure are. Once in a while, they are.
No, they have, what they do is they raise up. You know, like in cartoons where they pull up their.
Yeah, dude. But like, that's what is that? 4 hours with Q-tips for real, though. Like, that's.
No, I bet
that's
there's
not...
a brush. I bet there's a brush. I bet there's an etch-a-brush.
I bet you're more right that those guys drive it a couple of times, have to deal with that, and then end up just trailering them to shows. Because at a certain point, it becomes a pain in the ass to have something like that. Like, it's just, it's not fun. If it's a show car and you're taking it to SEMA and to auto shows to sell parts, fucking A. Like, that makes sense to me. You're trying to show shit off.
You're trailering it in, though, at that point, you know?
Yeah, and you're probably getting paid to do it. But on your own car, I don't know. I've always just preferred function over form. On bodies and shit, interior, stuff that you appreciate, I'm the same guy who won't buy a car with a dash crack. I fucking hate dash cracks. They're very expensive. It's a pain in the ass to fix. It takes time. It takes money. Fuck a dash crack. I don't want to spend $1,000 on fixing my dash so that I'm not mad every time I get in the car. When I could spend $1,000 on a cam and getting it installed and fucking dialed in and tuned. Like, that's just me. And I'll always go to that. Same reason I don't want rust. I'd rather get a car with no paint and a fucked up rear end than like a perfectly running car with rust. Because once you start trying to fix the rust, you better be in love with that fucking car, because you might be going tip to tail. Like, there's no... There's no end in sight with shit like that. And that's the other thing about doing pretty stuff, is you're never going to stop thinking like, oh, look at this new part. I like the way
it
that
can
looks.
Always be prettier. It's never done or close to it. Yeah.
And that's not fun. It's better to know, like, I've got my car going as fast as I can go on the setup I have and in the drivability is where I want it. And it's perfect. And I polish the paint all the fucking time, and I have the prettiest purple car in the world.
I got to figure out this wheel hop.
Yeah, baby, you might need a ladder.
I don't know what that is. Like the dick piercings?
That would be cool. No. It's like, they call them ladders. It looks like a ladder.
I remember you saying this last time.
Yeah, the first CTS-V was like the first modern car that had needed one, I think, since 1973. Maybe one of the 74 Super Duties needed them, but I don't think so. But like the first factory car that's needed them in fucking almost 40 years was the Cadillac CTS-V. And it's just got too much power for the chassis, so it jumps, it hops. and you put a second frame under the frame basically to tie everything together and hit a bunch of weld points that you box the bottom to, and it makes it to where it'll stop doing that. Everything squares up.
It really ties the room together.
Yeah, it'll fuck your clearance by a little bit, but not by much, especially when you're doing what you're already doing. And I think they make those frame rail ladders like pretty thin out of tube steel now. I don't think you have to actually use box steel anymore.
Yeah, I want to figure that out. I'm frustrated that I can't drive that car like I want to drive it. Also, my leg hurts too, so it's hard to shift because of my sciatic nerve, but that's all getting better. But man, I can't wait. That car's got some quirks in it, but all in due time. Anyway, speaking of quirks, did you hear this? I don't think we talked about this. Did we talk about EV cars and tires?
We didn't. We almost did, but we did not. Yeah.
Right. Check this shit out. I read a story on the news in the internet from a reputable place that said that these EV cars are chewing through tires like 7,000 miles and your tires are done because the car is so fucking heavy because of these goddamn batteries. And everyone is out here just like, dog, we're fucked. These EV cars are trash. And I love it. I don't love it because I own Tesla, but I do love it.
Well, I love it. I love the reports on the tires, but it does piss me off that, like, sorry, I'm trying to think of how to say this without sounding like somebody who thinks we have
a Also, you're trying to get your brain back in order because you just took a huge dab.
No, it's just like I really want to say like what I wanted to say without sounding like somebody who likes Trump. But what the media's done here by placating this everyone pretending like electricity was a good idea. We've known about the tires since fucking electric cars came out. This isn't a new story. It's been reported on Road Track, Motor Trend, Jalopnik, everywhere, but it made national news because that last cold snap fucked thousands and thousands and thousands of people nationwide with electric cars. It fucked the infrastructure for charging. It fucked their charge time. It showed people a lot of the holes in what was
I loved it.
Their idea of the fucking savior idea here. And so now all of a sudden, popular media is willing to talk about the other issues that have been there the whole fucking time and should have been getting reported on the whole time while people were coming up with their own ideas on this, especially not car people. Cause like my kid sister's brilliant, dude. She's a doctor. She doesn't fucking care about cars. She doesn't think about how much a car weighs and what that means to tire rate, wear rate, or any, like none of that. That doesn't mean anything to a normal person. Like 8 out of 10 people don't know anything about that. Not like not enough. They don't know shit. They don't care. They don't want to know. They know as much about that as they know about TV production. They don't know shit. They just, I get in my car and I drive it and the engine makes tiny explosions. Like that's like as far as most people.
I'd be surprised if they even knew about the tiny explosions, to be honest.
Well, I think that's just because now it's called a combustion engine so much in comparison. Okay. I think if it was 20 years ago, you're right. Yeah. I think now that there's a comparison all the time to people, they understand one burns gas with explosions, one's electric. But these are the kind of shortcomings and points that should have been being discussed realistically for years before, like, you know, world governments started to mandate when electric cars were going to be required. Because these issues have been apparent and fucking clear. You think Michelin just started making extra tires for Teslas this year? Like, this has been years and years and years of them being like, holy shit, those specialized tires we make for the fucking electric cars, we got to make a lot of them because these motherfuckers are going through them like teenagers go through shoes. Like, this is nuts. And the battery...
They haven't changed anything. They're creating more waste than anything.
Oh, way more waste. The battery mining, the fucking not recyclability, the giant price of ever updating the car once the parts do go bad, once the battery components go bad, the price of keeping that car on the road. There'll be no fucking 60-year-old Teslas driving around like my Buick.
You don't think so?
Not a couple. There'll be none.
None.
None. There might be, or to be really fair, there'll be guys like Leno who have one or two that they've spent so much money on, it doesn't make sense the way that he has like old Detroit Electrics. Yeah, and he has old Detroit Electrics and shit from the early 1900s that he's got 200 grand into so that he can have a $10,000 car.
I saw him driving in Burbank a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah, he was in the, I saw this old car, probably 20s, no real like little quarter doors, canvas top. It looked like a dune buggy almost, but it was four seaters. It was probably from the 20s. I'm like, "Oh, look at that thing. That's a huge head. That's Jay Leno. Holy shit. There he is."
Fuck
yeah.
I was
right by the airport. So he probably just left his warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah, so those, you know, I'm glad it's being reported on. I'm glad everybody's finally coming to their senses, but it upsets me that we're so deep into legislature about shit that should have just been honestly discussed in mm-hmm. public the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this is technically less oil. This is good in one way. They're good in exactly one way. They're less oil usage. So for a lot of local commuters, people that put, you know, 2,000 miles on their car a year, like get an electric car, like it'll help the environment, but everyone else,
we should just do this Porsche stuff, dude. Enough of this fucking around.
That's what I mean, dude. They're poised to fuck everyone. I'm with it.
I love fucking.
Yeah. And the winter hasn't even really hit yet, dude. We're still in the light part of the winter, so like there might be a couple more events in the next 2 years that make people really not want to go electric. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the same time, it would bum me out if electric cars just went away. Cause like, I don't think that's the answer either. I think they should be, I don't think they should be incorporated into everything. I think it makes sense for them to be in like low level commuter cars and for there to be hybrid technology and high end supercars. Just because the performance is hard to beat. It makes sense that the Toyota has the hybrid transmission setup that gives them extra torque and shit. Like, it just makes the truck better. But going full electric on these charging ports where it's fucking -8 degrees out, so you got to keep the heat on while you're in the car charging it. So now the charging cycle takes 2.5 hours, and there's people behind you in line 8 cars deep. The cars are all about to die that need to get there so they can stay away. Like, this is a fucking mess.
Yeah.
And you're buying tires every fucking year. I'd be buying tires every year, twice a year.
Yeah, 14,000 miles. I'm probably putting, I mean, I have a lot of cars to drive through, but I'm probably putting 12, 13K on my most driven car.
Yeah.
You know, you'd at least have one set a year. It's wild. Well, I mean, you mentioned, well, you know, here's the deal. It kind of makes me wonder the future of these cars, and if they're just going to be like one of those abandoned, like, era things. You know, at 2050, people are going to be like, holy shit, remember when we tried to do electric cars, like a bunch of golf carts? Like, I wonder if it's truly going to be that.
I think there'll be a little bit of that, because I think there's also going to be the realization here in a couple of years, like, how many first generation Priuses do you see on Marketplace or on car listings?
I don't ever look.
You don't. They're all gone because nobody spent the $12,000 to replace the battery pack and the $3,500 to replace the converter. And like, it doesn't make sense to keep these hybrids and electric cars around once they're worn out once. Mm-hmm. So like, what all these hybrid Toyota SUVs and electric tests, like what that's going to do to the used car market and like availability of shit for poor people in a couple of years is going to be devastating. And I
the people buying these like $36,000 Polestars,
right? Like that car's going to be a fucking paperweight in 20 years.
Probably 10.
10, it'll start not running good. Like, yeah. 10, it'll start having problems because it's a 10-year-old system. But in 20 years, dude, it'll be like, we can't crush this because it's so full of fucking liquid metal.
What about the recycling of this stuff and reusing of these parts? That's got to be it like is, that'll probably turn into an industry. Like it'll probably turn into a government thing. They fucked this up. They created this.
It'll have to, because you have to pay people to dismantle the cars, take everything apart, remove the pieces that need to be recycled, sort everything else, and then put it back into recycling instead of, you know, a steel and plastic car where they just crush it all, burn the fucking plastic out, and then process it. And it's going to be releasing all that heavy metal back into the soil when the whole thing's a mess. That's what I mean. At a low scale, it really works. But like you said, this might turn into a thing where it's like, remember when we tried that? Remember when Elon Musk fucking bamboozled everyone? And I don't think that's what's happening, but a little bit. It's a little bit the fact that he tried to sell everybody like, this is the future. Like, that is the future of... Like, dude, how many comics in Denver do you know that never leave Denver? Ever?
Most of them.
They don't go skiing. They don't go anywhere. If it's not a comedy show in Fort Collins, like, they ain't going nowhere. Those people should all have electric cars.
I'd agree with that.
They don't have
any... I think smart cars should be electric cars.
Yeah, they don't have any days of their week where it's going to fuck them up that they only have 200 to 300 miles range. Mm-hmm. Never. Mm-hmm. It's never going to fuck with them. But most other people, that doesn't work. Maybe more wealthy guys have an electric car to go to work and then have all their other shit to play with. But like, selling it as the future of transportation was short-sighted. Porsche's fucking won, dude. As far as I can tell, Porsche secretly might have the whole... They might have done what two political regimes couldn't do, and they figured out how to take over the world. Because when you think about like all the boats, all the planes, all the transportation in the world switching over to Porsche, that makes the Romans look small-minded. Like they're going to run everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're also not releasing crude. They're releasing produced fucking product.
Produced fuel, ready to drive.
So there's not three more industries in line to make money off the back of them selling crude. It's just fucking Porsche.
Well, no, it's Porsche, Siemens. It's like five companies involved.
Right, but they're all in it. Together. It's not OPEC sells us oil and then we have to pay for it to be processed and then we have to ship it again. And like all those people are getting rich in line. OPEC would be able to charge us what all those companies charge if they weren't there. And they're evil and they just change the prices when they fucking feel like it to fuck with the world economy. Like they don't. And if you asked them, they wouldn't be like, no, we don't. They'd be like, yeah, it's fucking great. Want to see my yacht? They don't.
It's a super yacht. Yeah.
And all 50 of my cousins have one too. Like they're rich beyond rich beyond rich from fucking the whole world over. So Porsche will be able to make God smacking money by acting right and owning the entire production line. They'll have the whole thing is theirs.
How much do you think they'll be able to produce, or they're just going to have to spread production across the world?
That's what they're working on now, obviously. But yeah,
that's what Siemens is doing.
Yeah, that's the question, I think, is how quick can they produce it? How much can they scale it up? At what point does the price start to make sense?
Yeah.
But like, they're not far, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we're more than 10 years away from being like, damn, remember when we all used to make fun of Germans because they never did nothing right. And they were just kind of the world's pest. And now all the kids are studying it in school. Like I think Porsche might fuck shit up.
That'd be fun. But then you're going to have the other ones trying to just knock off what Porsche is doing, like the Toyota, like the Japanese car makers, like you were saying.
They're too late.
Too late to apologize.
Porsche's already racing their fuel, and the Japanese don't have one yet.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, they're too late. And like, Porsche's already figuring out logistics, and the Japanese haven't figured out the formula yet.
Man, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
It's over. Yeah.
Well, speaking of racing, big news, Jake. We got to move on to our final topic, and then we got to get out of here. I know how much you pay attention to Formula One.
Hamilton left Mercedes.
Well, not only that. So it's been a fucking insane week with this. First of all, last week we discovered.
I did see that.
Liberty Media trademarked the name.
Liberty
Formula Bibbury. One Grand Prix of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, we did figure that out.
So there could be a Grand Prix in Chicago on the horizon, probably the next 5 to 10 years. And then that got announced last week or 2 weeks ago. And then this week, two huge bombs, and they did it in such a peculiar order to where I think it was just like this was planned. So months and months and months ago, Cadillac teamed up with Andretti Racing, and they put in a bid to become the 11th team on the grid for Formula One.
Right.
Now, there was a lot of complaints. There was some non-complaints, whatever. And basically, Cadillac bent over backwards. And like they even said that they would put in $200 million as a joining fee to all the teams, so they would still make the money that they're supposed to make for the year or like for the next couple years, whatever. And they got declined. So Formula One or the FIA allowed it. Formula One is the one who ixnayed it. They said that Cadillac Andretti would not bring enough brand recognition and brand growth to Formula One. They think it would be the other way around, which is an ultimate slap in the face. They're like, your brand is not going to do anything for us. We're going to be helping you.
What the fuck? So,
Cadillac,
My problem has more to do with like, okay, so what would Ferrari be without you people?
But Ferrari was in there first.
Ferrari builds bad cars for fast people. Like that's
Ferrari was in there first. They started like they were the ones that were the first team in Formula One.
I get it, but I'm saying like the Formula One's idea of like we'd be doing more for you than you'd do for us. Like Ferrari doesn't do anything for you, and all you do is sell Ferraris, which they make you jump through hoops to buy because they're bad cars for fast people. Like that's just insane, dude. Andretti, we're going to be giving the Andretti name more recognition.
It's a worldwide race name. They're already in IMSA and they're doing like, dude, their prototype cars for the Cadillac IMSA prototype cars are fucking insanely cool.
And the name Andretti's like the most recognized name. That and Schumacher are the fucking names in racing. Hamilton maybe one day, but people that don't know shit about cars know who fucking Andretti is.
Right.
Yeah, man. My mom could identify a picture of the old fucking Dago.
Yeah.
Like that's not the kid. She'd probably pick out the kid too because he looks enough like the dad in the eyes.
Yeah, it's true.
Fuck that. That is insane.
Isn't that wild?
That is nuts, dude.
Yeah.
And we don't want Cadillac. We don't want the company that invented the V16 or fucking power everything or differentials. Fuck them. Fuck them.
I bet you Ferrari was like, fuck Cadillac. They have the best V8 and we don't like that still. So we're going to make sure that this doesn't happen. Who knows? I mean, I don't doubt
that there's a little bit of that.
They had some say for it.
I bet it had less to do with the production car, and I bet more of the fear had to do with GM showing up and winning right away.
Well, as a part of the press release as well, other parts of it, they thought that GM would not be a competitive team.
I think that's a complete fucking lie.
I do too. I do too. Also, they mentioned that GM would have to buy motors from someone for their first season or two, which they said they're already developed. Like
they already have like, a motor.
They already have a motor that is ready to go.
Approved. Yeah.
And so it's like a lot of it was kind of sketchy, and I'm pretty sure that the teams had to vote on it as well.
That's what I bet really happened is I bet the teams right. were like, we can't let Americans show up who don't give a fuck about our sport and have never watched. And then all of a sudden just be the cream of the fucking crop. Like we're not,
but they're going to give us three or four races. We have three races in America right now, more races than any other country.
That's to build interest. That's to get money from people. They're not getting money from yet.
So then why wouldn't you want, so if you're already doing it, why wouldn't you want to like embellish that? Why wouldn't you want to grow that?
Yeah, I agree, but I think in their mind, they want Americans' money. They don't want Americans embarrassing for – it's a bad – it's Ferrari already has a bad look, the fact that they can't show up at the car lot and beat GM. So if they couldn't beat them on the fucking track either, then it starts to look really, really bad. Then it's like, why the fuck are you buying $1 million car when you get an $80,000 Cadillac that'll whoop its ass? Or a Corvette even cheaper that will embarrass everything. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And right now, at least they've got like, well, it has real race heritage. Like, yeah, okay. Doesn't win the cups that the Corvette's allowed to compete in, they don't win. But all right, if you say so. And then, like, they've got this one realm that they've dominated most of the time over all of the years. I think it's the same reason American car companies aren't allowed to compete in drift after our one season. Oh, we whooped their fucking ass, dude. That kid in that Pontiac, it was the new GTO.
Uh-huh.
So it must have been like an 04. It was an LS2. It wasn't the fucking, it wasn't the crazy one with the LS3 at the end. Yeah, that country bumpkin from Kentucky. That was back when Speed Network was a thing.
I remember Speed Network. I used to love that.
Dude, I remember them interviewing the kid, and it was like a scene out of Talladega Nights a couple of years later, because they'd be like, tell us how it's going out there today, Johnny, or whatever the fuck his name was. And he's just like, man, I'm out here. This is crazy. These guys are going sideways, having a blast. This is real fun racing. I don't know why we don't do this more back home. Anyway, I just hope to do a real good job, represent Pontiac and good people back home. I hope to bring home an award or a medal for y'all. Anyway, we'll go out there. And then fucking footage of the race looked like he was doing a time trial because he's so far out in front of the fucking pack that it's like goofy. And then when they did the time trials, he plastered their asses. But the whole season, dude, I think he just, it was like a Verstappen, but in drift.
Oh man. That
like
rules.
He was untouchable. This country kid who grew up on dirt roads with rear wheel drive hot rods made these Japanese kids embarrassed in a GM car that was too heavy and too big to compete by all standards. And it just fucking destroyed everybody. And then immediately the Japanese were like, well, we only allow Japanese manufacturers now. This is a Japanese competition. Thank you for your participation and have fun at home with your world championship, but you're not allowed to come back. Yeah, because the LS was too much. They went, oh, fuck. Doesn't matter how many turbos we put on a DET, we're fucked. This is a problem. And that kid from Kentucky, there's something broken in his brain, and they've just banned us. So it's
fun. We are here having a good time.
Yeah, but if you watch, like, the Japanese people are pretty close to, like, the Nazi dream of, like, they don't like nobody else and they're proud of it. Like, they'd have no qualm if you were like, hey, like, so do you guys like white people like me? And them being like, no, but we like your money. Or one person in the group be like, I kind of do. I think you guys are funny. And then everyone else be like, nah, not really. Like, they don't care. And like they still are very proud car people who believe that they're better than us. And it's like, well, what about that one time you guys let us into your manufacturer cup and then banned us forever?
Because we were so good.
Yeah, they had us pull out, or they did it. They pulled us out. And I really probably feel like, I mean, with the Celestique, everything GM's put into Cadillac, I think they were there to justify selling a $500,000 car, but I also think they were there to be like,
hey, we started our performance program with V. Let's start our F1 program with V and make these Europeans sad they ever decided to open wheel race. I bet it has, but I think it has more to do with those kind of politics of like, we don't want Americans winning. We don't want Americans on the podium. We don't want all this, but they're happy to sell us beer and tickets.
Well, and what, you know, what's frustrating is that it seems like it's just a bunch of curmudgeons that don't want changes. They don't want an 11th team. They're like, we're going to lose money. We're going to, and all of that's already been remedied. And, man.
Yeah, but these are manufacturers that haven't been able to financially compete with GM ever.
Right.
So for GM to want to come and play in their sandbox is probably a little bit scary, dude. Ferrari's been trying to build a better car than the Corvette since 1962. They can't do it. They had 6 years. They had 8 years at the beginning of the Corvette where they had them. They had them by the balls. They were still building the best sports car in the world for the money. And then Corvette fucked them. And then just a year or two later, Ferrari mouthed off to Mr. Lamborghini. And then another guy came in and just started to fuck shit up. And they've been running basically the same motor for 30 years. And all the cost of a Lamborghini goes into the fact that the company's had to be bought and sold a dozen times for you to get one.
Yeah.
It's not R&D or the price of parts. It's all VW fucking all-wheel drive, and they're still running the fucking V10 that's in the old Viper. Like, nothing.
And it's owned by that one company, Andromeda VW. Or something?
VW.
Lamborghini? I thought it was owned by the company that owns Dodge and Jeep.
VW. Okay. Right. Not Stellantis.
Well, then the next big move, of course, in Formula One. So that Andretti thing was such a huge bomb, and people were pissed off by it. And then they're like, oh, by the way, Lewis Hamilton just went to Ferrari. And then everyone's like, all right, never mind. Sorry, Andretti. We'll talk to you next year. And that just took everything over. Which, look, admittedly, I never saw this coming, ever. This does a few things for me.
I don't watch that often, and they've been giving him bad cars. He's been losing. I'm sure Verstappen puts a fucking thorn in his asshole the size of a thumb. Like, dude, I it makes sense.
Well, it's been quite annoying. Two years for him. You know, Mercedes didn't do Lewis right, we don't feel like, in retrospect. I know Lewis wanted to keep Valtteri as a teammate, and I think Valtteri was a good teammate for Lewis. Like Sergio's a good teammate for Max. I don't think George is a good teammate, and I think that they were just looking forward to the future, to the future of Mercedes and their drivers, because George is a winner. And then they didn't listen to Lewis in the car and stuff like that. So I think he's just kind of been a little frustrated these last couple years after the changes, and after having such a dominant car and then being just a mid-level car. But and, of course, every driver in your career, you want to drive for Ferrari. That's the best. That's sure, they're not the best team, but they're the team you want to drive for. It's Ferrari. It's the heart of racing.
Yeah, because they make the – how do you put it? They make bad cars for the fastest people.
Yeah.
Mercedes right. makes bad cars for slow people. I don't even know who the fuck wants to be on Mercedes team.
Well, Merck's a good team, I think. But
yeah, last time they were the best was 55. Keep going.
But who, Mercedes? No way. Mercedes won like 5 years in a row with Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, no, that's all. I mean, like, with their actual cars.
Oh, well.
Not their F1 car, like their road cars.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
The Gullwing was the last time they were winning GT Cups, like regularly, like all the time.
Sick. So they, but it's weird though, because they announced that he's moving there for 2025, and it already just feels like this year doesn't count.
No, he's going to sandbag. Why wouldn't – I mean, I get
– I mean, I don't – but that's not like him. I think he hates losing. And so I don't think he's going to sandbag. I think he's going to try hard. But I bet you – I wonder if the car is more designed and catered towards George than it is towards Lou Dog.
That would make sense. I don't think anybody stands a chance, though, because Verstappen has that rocket asshole.
Yeah, but did you also hear that Christian Horner might get fired?
Yeah, but I didn't know what that meant.
He's been told to step down. He just got done with an 8-hour meeting with Red Bull. I don't know what happened yet. I guess it's like it may be some sexual stuff or some misconduct. I don't know what it is. But what I did learn is that a Dutch news outlet is the first one to break the story, which Max Verstappen and Jos Verstappen just happened to be Dutch.
Yeah.
And Jos Verstappen and Christian Horner have kind of their relationship has not been going very well lately. So I could see Jos Verstappen being, because Max Verstappen's a little bitch when it comes to his dad, because his dad was abusive, growing up. And so I could see Jos Verstappen, you know, telling Maxi boy, hey, you need to do this. And the boy does it. But Christian Horner, as much as I don't like him because he's a little bitch. Now, granted, they did take him off as much screen time as he was getting, but he's I think he's a good team principal. I think he did a really good job.
Yeah. I don't know. Verstappen just seems crazy to me in a way that's not contendable.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, he's calmed down a bit for sure in his driving style.
Well, if he's calmed down and he's still doing what he was doing the first season I was paying any attention, then he's a motherfucking problem, and I don't see them finding another person anytime real quick that's going to be as big of a problem.
Interesting. There's,
that kid's broken inside, dude. Watching it as somebody who's like nerdy about like physics and what they're doing and like why the speed they're carrying is dangerous and what's going on. Verstappen was consistently, when I was watching, doing shit that was like, under no circumstances should you be doing that.
Well, he's like a tenth of a second faster every lap, and then you add that up over fucking 80, you know, 70 laps, 50 laps.
But he's pulling moves that are outright fucking kooky. Like, he does shit on the track constantly that are like, you don't do that. That's how you die. And he's doing it like, no, that's how you do Tuesdays, bitch. Like, let's go. It's almost lunchtime. Watch this. Like, he's fucking crazy. He's crazy in a way that's just different, dude. It's like like the way he was driving was crazy aggressive, the way that like Tyson fights, where it's just like, dude, you don't need to hit that hard every time. you're gonna hurt yourself. Like, that you don't go 100% all the time. That's how you wear your own ass out. And it's and it never affected Tyson. He just go 100% all the fucking time, and it didn't matter. And Verstappen's going at every corner like it's like, if I don't make this corner, then I lose. And it's like, no, dude, you got to do the best overall. You don't have to be a psychopath. You don't have to hit each one the best it's ever been hit. You don't need to be flying through a hairpin where everybody else is slowing down enough to where I can read all the decals on their car sideways at 160. Like, that's fucking crazy. The guy is just ready to die. And I don't know if that's because all the abuse or what, but that kid seems more at peace with going home to meet Jesus than anybody else on the track that I've ever seen.
I would agree with this. He's super aggressive, so people do allow him to do it, and he is faster. So it's like, if I don't let him take this here, then he'll take it at another place. So it's just like, fucking have it, you know?
And I think you're right. It's the aggression. I think other drivers get a sense of like, Verstappen will kill us both if I don't let him have it. I don't think it's just like wreck the car. Like, Verstappen will do it once it's past dangerous.
Lou Dog's been talking about that too over the past 2 years, you know? A couple drivers have. I mean, Verstappen, I mean, there's a couple times if there wasn't the fucking halo, I mean, Lou Dog would have been dead.
Yeah, man, but like, I don't know. The same way that I don't know that there's like a ton of NBA players nowadays that would have been able to play when we were kids just because no one's aggressive anymore and they came up without the aggression and it's different. I don't think any of these drivers except fucking Verstappen would have been able to drive in 1968. Like, I don't think one other guy out there, the way that I don't think any professional hockey goalie has the gumption or the psychosis it took to be a hockey goalie in the
'60s. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause in the '60s you were signing up to mutilate yourself and probably get
hundreds and hundreds of surgeries on your face so that you could go play this game you liked. Like, it took a level of dedication and psychosis that I think brought out the psychos to do it. And yeah, back when it was like, yo, we're losing more than the full roster every year of drivers. Like, I think that attracted people who were fucking crazy and ready to die. And that was part of the attraction. Whereas now it's a safe thing where they teach kids how to do it and how to keep it safe the whole time. And so I think it breeds drivers who are more sensical and act the right way on the track. Whereas Verstappen is driving like a fucking kid who got a make-a-wish. Like, this chemo is going to kill me next month anyway, so I'm going to go out going 220. Like, fuck all you. Like, but that's what it looks like to me. When I watch him and when I watch old tape where everybody was insane and there wasn't enough data to know you were insane, you were just trying your best and everybody was crazy. Like, Verstappen seems like he has the soul of a fighter pilot or like a test pilot. Like, the kid's just fucking nuts.
I think more of a kamikaze pilot.
Yeah, whereas like Lewis seems like a really, like, probably a Top Gun, like one of the best. Like, he's a killer, but he's made it that far because he doesn't make mistakes, because he doesn't take the worst chances. Whereas Verstappen's one of these guys where it's like, by the grace of God, I've learned everything I need to learn to be able to do this before it killed me.
Yeah.
Like, I just, it seems unreal watching some of the shit he does where it's like, you just don't care. Do you not have a wife? You have no one who cares about you?
No, he's dating the last Red Bull number one driver's ex-girlfriend.
Nice. Well, then he must be doing it out of spite because he doesn't care if he goes home.
He's a piece of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta be, dude, to be that kind of a psychopath. Like, Michael Jordan never had fun. Like, people that are that good at shit, you're a psycho. You're out there to do the goddamn thing. And I don't think he cares. If he dies doing it, he seems like one of those psychos that'd be like, I died doing the thing. I am a warrior. Like, I just, it's nuts. It is fucking crazy. I really wish F1 wasn't as big of a deal as it is, in so much as I wish it was like it was back in the day where he'd be doing other racing series. Because I'd love to see Max Verstappen. I don't think he's limited by the car or the series. I think if we put him in a rally car, he'd fuck everyone in the rally series. I think if we put him in a drag car, he'd fuck everyone in the drag series. I don't know that there's a motorsport event with four wheels that we'd put him in where he wouldn't come out on top because of the psychosis in him.
He wants to do 24 Hours Le Mans.
Yeah, let him.
He wants to do endurance racing. That's what he wants to do.
Oh, he'd probably fuck it up.
Knowing him, he probably wants to do all 24 hours.
Yeah, but let him. Fuck it. Who cares? Like, I'd let that kid become a legend.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, man, he is a legend. It's like watching Tiger when he first started. You know, when he came into that moment,
yeah.
Like watching Lewis for the past, you know, minus the last 2 years, but for the past like 6 years of his career. So it's been, as much as I don't really like him, it's fun to watch, you know?
Yeah. So. But even the highlight reels I watch of Lewis, like in his prime and shit, he's doing stuff where it's like, that's technically amazing. Or like, I can't believe he pulled off the timing it took to do that perfect move. But Verstappen's constantly doing shit where you're like, oh my God, why?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that poor guy you just passed has got to go to a pit stop because he's filled his diaper. Like, that wasn't graceful or safe. You just fucking gunned it.
That's funny. Well, JB.
That was a good one.
Man. I'm excited for this upcoming season. Drive to Survive starts on the 24th. Drive to Survive starts on the 24th on Netflix. The season starts in March. Preseason testing's coming up soon. It's all very exciting. Can't wait. I'm rock hard.
Hell yeah.
Rock hard.
Hell yeah.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.